Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Klayim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. So like we explained in the previous Mishnah, there are Chayes, there are Behemoths and Shratzim, and they have different Halachas. Sagt der Mishnah, once again, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav, Shar Bar, the wild ox. This is not a farm ox, it roams in the wild. So even though it may have characteristics of a Chaya, but min Behema. L'maisel pi Halach, it's a type of Behema. And the halachas that apply to behemoth and not chayis apply to this wild ox. So what difference is there in halacha? So what difference is there in halacha between a behemoth and a chaya? Zakta batanura. The chaylev of a behemoth is usser. Certain parts of the fat of a behemoth is usser. It's one of the things that a Rav HaMachshir, a Mashgiach, has to be careful that the forbidden fat is removed from a behemoth. There is no mitzvah by a behemah of kisui adam. You don't have to cover the blood. On the other hand, by a chaya, it's chaylev is mutter, and there is a chiyuv of kisui adam. Just like there's a chiyuv by oifos, by birds, there's a chiyuv by a chaya to cover up the blood. So it's very important for us to know that the shar bar is a type of behemah. You have to realize that the chaylev is aser, and that there's no chiyuv of kisui adam. Aye, it's a wild ox that runs in the wild. Why isn't it a chaya? So the Batanur explains that a barn hold, this really is a farm animal. It just ran off into the wild. Again, that's what the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Yossi says. Mian Chaya, the Sharabar is a type of Chaya. So its chaylev is mutter, and its blood has to be covered. Rabbi Yossi says, this isn't just an axe that got away from the farm. This is a different type of an axe. Some say that we're talking about the buffalo over here. Now, Lamai says about Tanura points out, Chazal gave us different simonim to be able to tell the difference in a behemah and a chaya. So the Batanura says those simonim apply to other animals, not to the shor habar, whatever it is. Can you think of another nafkamina, whether the shor habar is a behemah or a chaya? It would be in regard to the halachis of klayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, if there are two separate minim, you can't pair them one with the other. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, Kelev. The dog, min chaya, is a type of chaya. Remeir says, no, mean behema, it's a type of behema. Let me ask you something. L'may nafkamina, when it comes to the dog, whether it's a behema or a chaya. What do you mean? I just told you that the chaylev of a chaya is mutter and the chaylev of a behema is aser. Yeah, that's if it's a kosher animal. That's if you're talking about, let's say, a deer. But the chaylev is not a kosher animal anyway, whether it's the chaylev or any other part of it. You can't eat it. There's no kisli adam because there's no shechita by a chaylev. So l'may nafkamina, whether it's a behema or a chaya. So zok de batanur, you know what the nafkamina would be? Suppose someone wrote a shtar, I'm giving away all my chayas to someone else. Or someone says he's magdish all of his chayas to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to know, what about the dogs? If it has a din of a behema, he doesn't have to give it away. If it has a din of a chaya, he does. Vaitra zok de mishnah, chazir min behema. Chazir, pig, is a type of behema. Oroid, but the oroid, that's a kind of wild donkey, min chaya. That's in the category of a chaya. Hapil, the elephant, the akaif, and the monkey, min chaya. Those are in the category of chayas. Zok the Mishnah. The negeya, the din of klayim, who you can pair, who you can't. V'adam mutar im kulam, a person is permitted to work together with all of them, with any type of animal. Limshaych, whether it's to pull, pulling, let's say, a wagon, the lachreish, to plow, ulahanik, or to lead. In other words, he's like leading a person and an animal. So if you see a person harnessed together with a ox pulling the plow or pulling a wagon and carrying something, he's not being over an iser. The Torah says, lesachreish b'shara b'chamar yachdav. Only different types of bali chayim can't plow with an ox and a donkey. But he himself could work with them, and it would not constitute an iser of klayim. Remember, we spoke out from some of the mefarshim. The reason the Torah says you can't work with a donkey and a cow, let's say, they each work at a different pace, and one has agmas nefesh. I guess a human being is supposed to be above that. Even if you see your friend is doing better than you, he gets better marks than you. We have seichel to say, Hashem, you made me who I am. I'm good at some things, my friend is good at something else. And Rabbi Hashem rewards us for who we are. Doesn't make a difference how much we accomplish. If we do the best that we can, but first of all, who knows what opens up in front of us? We have new kaiches, newfound kaiches that are within us. But even if we stay who we are, in Shemayim, our reward is going to be based on, our Olam Haba is going to be based on being the best person who we are, not who someone else is.